Welcome, welcome, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again. This is your host, Michelle Jackson, and I'm so happy to be back in the saddle, if you will, talking to my peeps. I actually never intended to take as long of a hiatus as I did. I wanted to share, one, who I am before I get started, and then go from there. My name is Michelle Jackson, and I'm a personal finance and lifestyle blogger. My goal is currently to pay off all of my consumer and educational debt. I've complicated this process by, quitting my job and becoming an entrepreneur. It's not impossible, but it does create a level of complexity that has to be addressed as I move forward on this debt freedom journey. One of the things that has been really frustrating for me is that I've been talking about this journey for so long. And last year when I started the first iteration of Girl Gone Frugal, I think that I was just enjoying the freedom that I had working for myself. It wasn't something that I wasn't working as hard as I think you need to really make working for yourself a success, to be honest. And one of the biggest issues that I realized I had that we'll explore throughout the course of this podcast is profound and deeply entrenched mindset-related issues. So what will I talk about on this, you know, during this season as I podcast and grow my audience? I'm going to talk about debt. I want to talk about relationships. I want to share amazing people that I've met in the personal finance community. I would like to share tools and observations about money or to help you with your money. Basically, even though I haven't crossed the finish line, I have gathered a ton of information, knowledge, and wisdom that will help me finally cross that finish line to debt freedom. Last year when I decided to take a break from doing Girl Gone Frugal, I was exhausted. I had a new business. I had way too much freedom. I had tech issues up the woo-ha because of course, those are the things that happen, you know, the roadblocks to kind of test you to see if you're willing to go the extra mile. Well, I've rested enough, and I'm ready to go the extra mile, and I'm excited to take you guys on this journey with me. If you're not familiar with my website, please check it out. It's shopmyclosetproject.com. You can also email me at shopmycloset.project@gmail.com. I did stop shopping for 1 year, saved $4,000 by not doing that, and I just shopped for clothes in my closet. I would love to share how I did that with you, as well as other tips and tricks, and just get the conversation about money going. Until next time, I can't wait to share the next episode. I haven't decided which one it will be, so I'm not going to tease it yet. But I'm looking forward to an awesome fall 2016.